Hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL Podcast, round four, part B. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. As we said yesterday at some stage, I don't know why I've agreed to this, Matty, but we said if Hawthorn got towed up that we'd come and do another pod. So the game just finished. We lost by 76 points.
Joining 86, me. Mate, you got it wrong. It's 86.
No, it's 76.
It's 86, mate.
No, look at it.
Okay, it's 86.
Oh, it's 86. Oh,
it's definitely 86.
Dude, even that guy can't get right. Anyway, joining me is some idiot called Adam Rosenbach.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm completely fine. Completely fine. That's not good pod. So I'll be in a filthy mood. Oh, the umpires, they got us. Oh, I'm so dirty.
You got your four-peat. Well done. So this is bigger than your loss to the Gold Coast. That was an 84.1, so you're blowing out.
You're popping that in the journal, are you?
Yes. Oh, mate, I've taken it all. I'm excited. I don't know where to start. Yeah. Where do I begin? Mm-hmm. God, you're terrible. This is great.
That's what they say, no Vickery, no Hawthorn.
I can't believe you didn't play Vickery. You know what? I heard that they couldn't risk him because he was 100% fit. And they just thought, fuck, we can't have him out there.
Yep.
We've got to replace him. Who replaced him? Who was a late in?
Who was it? It was Sicily.
Sicily came in. Yeah. How did Sicily go today?
Not
was
totally
he, was
sure.
Was he up to Vickery standards?
I'm not totally sure. I was working, so I had kind of half an eye on it.
Yeah.
Not in half an eye, a quarter of an eye.
Quarter of an eye.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I repositioned my chair so I could look up and so I didn't have to turn my head around the corner to look.
Yep.
But also, I had stuff to do. I'm looking at clips of the fucking Chechen leader. That's what I'm doing. Looking at him, he's dancing all the time.
No one cares about that, mate. Let's get back to the footy, please.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. But
back to the footy. No one cares.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm starting to think? I'm starting to think it's time to take Easter Monday off you guys.
Oh, okay.
I think it's been ruined and you've got to let other clubs have it. It's no longer, it's not a fun thing anymore. This is just sad.
I reckon we've
children
only
don't need this just before they go back to school.
I'm trying to think. I think we've only won. I think we've won two of them over the journey.
Yeah, and now, I don't know, mate. It's just a sad indictment on football.
The rivalry may not be what it used to be.
Oh, it's definitely not. It's finished.
Unlike that classic Melbourne Collingwood rivalry that we all know and love. Queen's birthday.
For Queen's birthday, yeah. That's overtaken you now.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to watch the Hawks.
Yeah.
Cuz do we know what the crowd was for the game? Do we have a crowd?
I'd have to look down. Actually, we should get a guest on here.
Let's talk about figures.
Matt Vesely, who's been on the pod before, was on the pod last year. Adelaide fan.
Yes.
Adelaide fan. Do your worst, Matt. Go for it.
Well, look, it's actually made me a little bit sad because I was really excited to have the Crows beat Hawthorn for the first time in 6 years a couple of weeks ago, and now it feels like
everyone's doing it.
It's just not worth it.
Oh, it's not special. Not special.
It's like just beating up on kindergarten. Now I feel like we've done something cruel.
Yeah.
Also, we started the day on top of the ladder with an unassailable percentage. Like, I figured Geelong was going to win, but their percentage was way off us. But you've lost. You've let them kick 11 goals in the last quarter, and now we're sitting second. So thanks a fucking lot, Hawthorn.
It's all part of the plan.
They're the worst.
Part of the plan. It's working out perfectly.
I also saw that Menegola got reported for
that hit
sling
on Hodge.
Tackling Hodge.
Okay.
We threw his head into
that
turf,
as well.
And he also hit him. I didn't see that.
There was another Geelong player. Again, I haven't been 100% focused, but he got Hodge with an elbow, which I imagine is a report.
Oh, and I've seen a sling. So they're just beating up on Hodge.
I suppose so.
He's still got 35 touches, even though his head smashed into the turf. That's what kind of a warrior Hodgie is. But, you know, you don't want him captain.
They won't give him. They won't give those Geelong players weeks for that.
The sling tackle, I reckon they will.
Well, no, you get rewarded for hurting Luke Hodge.
Well,
was my understanding.
Yeah.
Sling tackle, I think, is okay. I'm just looking at the AFL clips now. The player who got him with the elbow will get one.
Yeah. I suppose if Luke Hodge is allowed to nearly snap Chad Wingard's neck on a post, then probably gets protected a little bit by the MIP.
James Parsons. There we go. James
okay,
Parsons.
So two
Classic
different players.
Parsons,
all
right. He's an animal.
Anything else you've got to say?
Well, let's just run through your shit players, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
James Sicily, I saw, got two goals. So, that's a better return than Ty Vickery. So.
Took a good mark up forward.
Talk me through this Tim O'Brien fellow.
He's been around for a while. He's got the number 23 with a big burden on his back.
Yeah, it's not going on. Paul Poppolo only had six disposals. Now, he's your little rundown man in the forward line.
Yeah. Cyril and Ruff and Jack Gunston kicked one. He kicked a classic at the start of the game.
Oh, that's nice. He's got his first goal for the season. Well done, Jack.
Yeah, the forward line's pretty dysfunctional at the minute.
48 points.
And the back line's rather dysfunctional, I must say.
Who's it time to call it in for, Michael? Like, you know what the team is. You've seen them play a bit now. Who's it time to just go, you know what, it's all over? You bled 15 goals in the second half and kicked four yourself. That's unhorseman.
I'm pointing the finger at the dietitian. What are we doing? We're playing at 3:20.
Yep.
Things off kilter. They've obviously loaded up on their food at the wrong time.
Well, they probably had a big Easter dinner.
Absolutely.
And that's thrown you in your thing.
It's an absolute disgrace. After all, Clarko bought them those beers last weekend. They had two slabs between them.
Yeah, they went through two slabs between 22 blokes. That's where it all fell apart.
They probably shouldn't have gone with a really taxing Easter egg hunt on Sunday morning either. Mm. I think they were probably just like emotionally exhausted from the weekend.
So it's all over.
Let's look here. Ruff, no goals. Bruce, no goals. Gunston, two. Poppy, one. No goals for Cyril. So, forward line. Big trouble.
It's not going great for you. And your older players aren't doing as much. Like your Josh Gibson. It's all over for him.
Yeah.
Like he should have done a lap after the game. He said, thanks, everybody. I've got four flags.
No, you're right. After four games, definitely time to pull the pin on the...
It is time to pull the pin, Mike. Yep. I think you got your head in the sand.
Yep. Great finalists, the fourth as well, by the way. They're on 0-4.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Mm. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Hawks.
Other team that made the eight, they're 0-4 as well.
Still won the free kick count, I see. So everything's not everything's completely out of order.
Are they always trying to help Hawthorn out? It's just, I don't know where you go to. I mean, you know, you've got Vickery to come back. You've got O'Meara
to come back. I think it was 2014, we were 4-4 as well. So
if you win the next four games, you'll be okay.
2010, we were 1-6, we played in the finals.
1-6, were you really?
I'm using facts against you people. Yeah. Look at you. Look at your fucking face. I want to ram your heads together right now.
Yeah, but were you 1-6 and giving up 11 goals in a quarter? Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's grim.
You had a man called Buddy back then.
Yeah, we got a man called...
Vickery.
How's the... I assume you guys have already touched on this on the podcast, the AFL searing expose into how terrible... Searing an official expose into how terrible Ty Vickery is.
Oh, yeah, website. No, we did talk about that. Yeah. We spoke about how I sent those facts and figures through to Michael and then you sent them through about 10 minutes later.
Hmm. It was just a really entertaining article. I mean, I found it informative and...
Now, was that article purely about Vickery or was it about...
Yes.
It was.
Was it about totally about Vickery? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? The AFL is like teeing off on its own players like that?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Huh.
I think...
I meant to kind of protect the brand, though, being that Vickery is kind of the face of the league.
They are protecting the brand by removing themselves from Ty Vickery. That doesn't represent us.
It was written by Alistair Clarkson.
Aren't all the billboards around Australia promoting the AFL? Isn't it Bontempelli and then just in the background this Ty Vickery?
So what goes on? Who have you got next week?
I think we have the Eagles, but I'm not totally sure if it's there or here. I've got a feeling it will be there. And I'm going to take it.
No, you've got it at the MCG next Sunday. So you've got the 6-day break.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what the big difference will be.
It's the Eagles at the MCG.
I'll be able to go.
Will you go to that?
I haven't gone to a game this year yet, so therefore I'll be able to go. That's the big difference. And I remember the first time...
So what you're saying is you've just leapt off the bandwagon. You're like, you've abandoned your team in their time of need. Is that what you're saying?
If you remember last year, the first game I went to of the year was against the Eagles as well. Therefore... I'm the lucky guy because we towed them up. So,
well, there you go.
Come, rub my tummy on Sunday because I'm your good luck charm.
Not going to do that, mate.
I'm going to walk up to Jack Gunston's dad and just say, "Rub my tummy, Ray. Rub it."
How are you going to deal with Sam Mitchell?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're going to call him a filthy kneeing dog because he's a filthy kneeing
now,
dog.
Now he will be okay. Didn't he get a bit of a bump or a bit of a?
He rolled his ankle, so okay. I'm not sure if he will play. Which
yeah,
is a bit, sure.
He played out the game though. Yeah, he went off and into the rooms and he fine, came out and played out the game.
Okay, sure. Yeah. No, I reckon. I don't think you get booed. I don't think people are unhappy about the way he left. I hope they don't boo him. But also, I think any kind of humouring will be kind of light humoured. You know.
Look, I think it'll start that way, certainly. I've seen that happen. Bernie Vince left the Adelaide Crows and there was no ill will. He got cheered when he came back to Adelaide because, you know, they traded him away. But then he started beating up on Patrick Dangerfield the next time he came and then he got horrendously booed.
That's weird. It's strange for the crowd over at Adelaide to get
it. Yeah, no, it's a one-off. It's a one-off. They called it there and then. They said, never again, guys.
So we had
Let's
a lot
just
of
relax, okay? We need to chill out.
We both work with Manny. So what we did, there was the couple who, the lady who wrote the Facebook post, it was
Port Adelaide fan.
The big question, obviously, from Mark Robinson was, what is wrong with the people from South Australia? That was the question Robbo was asking. So Maddie got a bit of a workout for that. And then what was it? We cut those photos out of the couple doing the interview.
Very attractive couple,
and
by the way.
And what do you call it? We made them bigger. What do you call that? Enlarged. And then we put that on Maddie's computer.
Yeah.
And then we cut the photos out, and we put the photos in his wallet.
Yep.
And then
discover that till later that night.
Yeah, and then also
is that right?
Yeah, yeah, and then
how was that?
And then also
was
we put
an alarming,
disturbing.
Yeah,
we put the photo also in where his notes are too. So Maddie would go to pay for something.
Didn't discover that for a number of days.
Probably
a few
Farmers
days
Union
later.
Milk, and then and then you pull out, delicious. You get the picture.
Important to find some more Matani chicken salt. How come? Okay, you're an Adelaide person. Yep. How come the chicken salt sign has come down from Football Park?
From Adelaide Oval. Yeah, I have no idea. Well, I've been in Melbourne this year when I normally wouldn't be. I've only been back for one game at Adelaide Oval. Everything seemed in order when I was there. I didn't notice the sign.
Okay.
But look, I'm going back in a couple of weeks for the Richmond game. I'll make some inquiries and I'll find out.
Okay, yeah. Did we ever find out what the third salt was at Etihad Stadium? Remember, it was a big secret. They never revealed it.
That's a good question. Wasn't it just regular salt?
Well, they announced those two secret ones, and then they said there's a special third one. So I just assumed, because we were saying on the potty that it had to be chicken.
Yes, I heard that, yeah.
Had to be chicken, and it hasn't been revealed to us, so I want to know.
Well, I figure what we'll have to do now is go and break into Etihad Stadium and find out for sure.
Yeah, and we'll do a special pod from Etihad Stadium at about 11 tonight.
Yeah, from the kitchen.
Yeah.
I've got a controversial opinion that I just want to throw out there, is that the chili, thyme and lime salt,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds pretty good. I'm into it. I'd like to try it.
As an Adelaidean, you should be disgusted with yourself. You are the home of the footbridge and the chicken salt, and you should never deviate from
it. I spent 2 months now in Melbourne, and look what it's done to me.
Yeah.
You become a wanker. Chili time.
You become a salt wanker.
Can like you take off your black skin?
I almost feel sympathetic for Hawthorn today. It's fucking disgusting.
You know what? It did tip over to slightly sad. Like, as I haven't said to you before, should we do this? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. Because you'd wanted to.
Hey, look, in the words
you did it for the fans.
In the words of Alan Jeans to Dermot Brereton in the 89 Grand Final, which I think I've said a few times, you know, said you know, sometimes you're not in the box seat. Sometimes the gun's turned on your head and you've got to make the decision. You either step up or you step down. So that's what I thought. I thought if I'm there in the good, where I can hang shit on you guys, I've got to be there in the bad after round four. And so I'm terrified, and you let you attempt to have a go.
Have you conceded that you will not play finals this season?
We're going to play finals.
You absolutely genuinely believe you're going to play finals.
Bottom four.
We're going to lose.
Bottom, mate. They're bottom.
We're going to lose by a goal in the prelim. Okay.
Lose by a goal in the prelim.
Yeah, I think that's about fair.
Your percentage is 56. You've made Carlton look good.
So you just need to win 12 games.
I just don't think they're going to win it.
You need 13, I reckon.
Look,
so you're going to get 13
look
from 18.
I know. I have no idea. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, these people are horrible people and I want the club to change.
Never betray your team.
A, because it's round four.
Yeah.
And B, They've done quite well to me. They've been quite good to me.
Well, they have.
So I'm not going to start calling for heads.
No, that's good, because you're a good fan. I appreciate that. But some Hawthorn fans won't be feeling the same way as you right now.
Well, they're idiots.
So there's going to be some of them that have fucking turned.
Well, ones like Jeff Kennett, who called for Clarko to be sacked in 2013.
Yeah, and he's really he's made a long history of mild-mannered comments.
Yes, that's true.
So really, if you're going to take, you know, let's take our football expertise from maybe somebody other than Jeff Kennett.
No. He's a man. I'd say Clarko won't see out the week.
Do you think Jeff Kennett would take out the job?
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
He knows his footy.
Yep.
I mean, he put his hand up to be CEO of Melbourne, so he's very passionate.
Clarko's got to play, win more games, be around for more games, because then he becomes the longest-serving coach over John Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many more games has he got to get there?
It's sometime this year.
So let him get there.
And then
save some cash. Ty Vickery, player coach.
That's not bad.
Everything will come together.
Clarko's got to be thinking, what do I have to do to get a statue down at Waverley?
Yeah. Well, he's got four flags.
So he wants a Clarko next to the John Kennedy. Clarko punching the wall.
Yeah.
And then going back on, then another statue of him going back on the Monday and replastering the wall for the guy.
And then another statue of him hitting a Port Adelaide supporter in the
throat. How come I'm the more upbeat guy in this situation? Like, you guys are now maudlin. You're kind of like looking at your shoes.
Look, I feel a little bit sad because I confess for the first time in a long time, I was rooting for Hawthorn today because for obvious reasons as an Adelaide Crows fan.
You want to keep the Cats down.
I never want to see Geelong win a game
ever in history. Yeah, sure. Danger did a knee in the final minute. I don't know if you know that, but.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely true.
It's not true. It's not true at all.
Should have seen my face light up though. No, then you lose. I guess there are no real losers, though, when Hawthorn loses. So as much as I kind of would have preferred Geelong to lose...
We're all winners.
Everyone... I still feel good. Yeah.
All I can hope for is that somehow the season gets worse and worse because Carlton don't play Hawthorn until like the...
It's like around 20 or something.
Yeah, it's very late. So hopefully you're playing kids by then and we're a chance. That's all I need. Just give us a chance.
Mm-hmm. And it might rain. If it rains... You're good.
We are wet weather downhill skiers.
Yeah, yep. I don't know if it's in Tassie like it was last year, but you know, maybe a plane goes down, so we have to bring Box Hill up.
That's not bad.
You know, yeah, get a win that way.
I deal well with that sort of stuff as well.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I've got to get down to the Palladium. I've organised a huge celebration.
Yep.
Just getting people down there just to talk about it.
Yeah. And I've got to head off to my comedy festival show at the Imperial Hotel at 9:45 until Saturday, the 22nd of this week, every night till Saturday.
I saw it last night. It was a great show.
There we go. There's a review.
Brilliant. How many stars would you give it?
I'd give it 4 stars.
4? That's not bad.
Out of what?
10. We get to head off. Go Hawks.
Go Crows.
Go Hawks.